Idiyas Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. Shloisha Dvar Mamre Rabbi Shmuel Lehoidel Rabbi Akiva. Again, we had before Rabbi Shmuel in the previous Mishnah, and the Bar Plukta all over Shasi Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva. So here we have three halachas that were in the scabbard that Rabbi Shmuel held of. Lehoidel Rabbi Akiva. What are these three? Hashum. Shum is garlic. Boisar are grapes that are not ripe. Melilois are little pieces of tvua that, again, are not fully ripened. These three things, shiriskon miboid yoim, if they were crushed, miboid yoim, we're talking in Hilcha Shabbos. You have a salad, a pre, and it was crushed, and there's juice that's going to come out. There's gzeras mashkin shezovu, which means that we're gozer on any fruit juice, which naturally drips out of the pre. One is not allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. We call it tzchita. It's really the malach of dosh, of squeezing a fruit that should come out liquid. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because of that, kazawa goyzer, a mashkin shezovu, even if it's zov me'atzmom, one should not use in order not to come chalila to be over on the malach of mefarik, of squeezing out. So, what he says is, if it was riska meboid yoim, Rabbi Shmuel oime yigma mishetechshach, he's allowed to leave these three things and let the juices flow out of them. And it's not a problem. We weren't geyser on that. Where were we geyser? There is definitely a gzeira of mashkin shezavu. Only where there's an iser midairaisa of schitas pri. Mashenga, these type of peros, they're already squeezed miboy dyoim. There's no shash of schita on them. So then we weren't geyser on the mashkin shezavu. Rabbi Kiva Aymer lo yigmer. Rabbi Kiva says no. Mashkin shezavu is anything that flows, because in a different instance you'll come to make the risuk on Shabbos, and that's certainly awesome deraisa. So Rabbi Kiva is more machmish. Mishnah Zayin shloish dvarim amal lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Here we have different eduyos that have to do with Rabbi Kiva. Shnayim mishum Rabbi Lezer ve'echad mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva said things in the name of Rabbi Yisav. Sometimes they were agreed on by Rabbi Lezer and Bishua, and there are many machlokesim. Do you know Rabbi Lezer and Bishua? So over here we had two things that were said bishmoi, that were said in front of him, two that were said bishem Rabbi Lezer, and one that was said mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Shnayim mishum Rabbi Lezer. Yoytze isha bi'ir shel zov. This is a halacha in Perek Bameh Isha Yoytze in Shabbos. A woman is allowed to wear that which is normal to wear. It's considered clothing. Clothing is not considered carrying on Shabbos. A. B, there's something called an Ir Shel Zohov. Ir Shel Zohov was a big, elaborate piece of jewelry that had a shape of Yerushalayim on it. And there's a chashash that if a woman's going to wear it outside, she could always take it off and maybe come to carry it. Not like having a sheitel you would never take off your head. Ir Shel Zohov is something that a woman would take off her head. So Memela, there's a Bazundur Chiddush over here that they weren't Goyzer. Even though regular Tachshitim, a woman should not wear Bishus Haram. How our women go out, even in places where we're choshev Bishus Haram, with jewelry is a fascinating discussion. But Shach to Perek Bameh Yisho, over here, we're talking about Yisho Zov. Yisho Zov is something that was only worn by the extremely wealthy. They're too dignified to take off something in public. So it's no chash, they're allowed to wear it. Mafriche yoinim psulim leidus. Those that they're ikir isuk, what they do is they gamble on pigeons. They fly pigeons in races. They're gamblers. Psulim leidus, we see that as a apostle, like a gambler. We see him as a apostle leidus midrabbanan. The echad mishum Rabbi Yeshua, the one that was said b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, was hasheretz b'fi chuldo, a sheretz who's dead, and a sheretz is mitamid. The seven shrotzim are mitamid b'mago b'masa. If the sheretz was carried b'fi chuldo, a chuldo over here, we're talking about an animal that's alive. Umahaleches agabi kikoros is being dragged along a row of loaves of bread, shel truma. Chet should make all the kikoros tame. Sofik noga, sofik loy noga, but this is sofik whether it touched the kikoros or not. Sveikai tohor. Now, this is actually quite a complicated halacha. As a rule of thumb, the cloud that we have in several places in Shas is that any sofik tuma b'shus harabim, we go l'kula. Any sofik tuma b'shus hayochid, we go l'chumra. Which is a problem, because every sofik tuma is always a cheskas tahara. Afilohochi, that is the etzim aloch of sofik tuma b'shus hayochid. that we don't go bas chazaka, we metame b'machom safik. Safatav b'shul sarab, yesh lodin, if it's mishum chazaka, if it's a bezunder halacha in safik tum b'shul sarab, the Rambam says differently, it's because every safik, the Rambam's famous shita is that safik deraisa l'kula b'etzim, it's only din derabon that safik deraisa l'kula. So, the tum over here was al gabi kikor shol trum al-chayin u'shul sayyok, it's still the halacha sveka tov. What happened to safik tum b'shul sayyok, sveka tome? So the answer is that this is called a Sofik Mahalachis. The Sofik which is Mitam is a Sofik which is stationary, not a Sofik which is running along. Over here, the thing is in the mouth of a Chulda who's running from one side of the Kikaris to the other. We don't say Sofik Tuma L'chuma. That's one Hezber. Another Hezber is Dovah Shem Be'das L'shol. When a person touches something, so the person is Yesh Be'das L'shol, even if he doesn't know, we look at that as a Sofik, because as a cause we have to go L'chuma. But over here, the animal is supposed to know. You could ask the animal. So since it's Embe Das Lishof, Bichi Aganu, we don't learn out from Gzez HaKazim, and we don't say Sofik Tumah Le Chumah.